Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. First of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other party?
Republican.
As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20? I'm definitely going to vote. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely to vote.
That would be definitely. I have not missed an election in 50 years.
Okay. Definitely going to vote. And now, just to make sure we speak to everybody, what is your main racial background? African-American, Asian, white, Caucasian, Hispanic, or other race not this year?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages? 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or 75 and over?
66 to 75.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the current track?
Say that question again.
Generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the current track?
Going in the right direction, or what was the...
Or current track.
Okay. Locally, I'm not really sure. Nationally, I'd say... it's the wrong direction.
Okay, but in general, ground truck.
Okay. it's hard to say. I think Florida's doing a lot of things correct.
Okay.
But, you know, that's kind of a trick question, I think. Because you're asking me locally, right?
But just in your community, correct. In your community, are going in the right direction, or have they got enough on the ground truck, generally speaking?
Okay, that's a tough one. I'll just go to my general opinion over and say the wrong direction.
Okay.
So it's close.
And from the following list, which issue should be your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important issue, traffic and congestion, overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, housing and property insurance costs, hurricane and flooding preparation, K-12 education, illegal immigration, crime and public safety, or abortion.
I think immigration is the main problem right now, illegal immigration.
And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with, and please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just let me know, okay? The first one, Ron DeSantis. How would you rate Ron DeSantis? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'll say very favorable.
Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Just somewhat or very?
Let's say very favorable in the current condition.
And Joe Biden. How would you rate Joe Biden?
Disaster. Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. The reminder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issues will your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Reducing class sizes, improving the academic rating of schools, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, increasing teacher pay, strengthening school safety and security measures, or the last two, increasing school choice options or ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained.
The next last one, say it again, curriculum, you said.
Yeah, the most important issue to improve K-12 education, increasing school choice options, reducing class sizes, improving the academic rating of schools, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, increasing teacher pay, strengthening school safety and security measures, or ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained?
I think they missed out the most important one's not even on the list, which is a better curriculum. They're teaching the wrong things in the schools. I don't know.
But from the list, which one should I record for you?
Probably the last one, qualified, hiring and retaining qualified teachers.
And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 50% up. Thank you so much for your help. You will now be asked about some organization and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of each, just let me know. First one, charter schools. How would you rate charter schools in general? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
That's in my understanding. I would say somewhat favorable or very favorable, so in between there.
And traditional public schools? How would you rate traditional public schools?
Not very good. Unfavorable.
I think very unfavorable? Or just
very unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
The next one, your county school board.
I'm actually not sure. I don't want to be guessing. I would just say no opinion. If anyone has no opinion, I don't know.
Yeah, no problem. If you have no opinion, just let me know. The next one, your local PTA or PTO.
I mean, I don't have any children, so I don't have any knowledge of that. So I don't know. It's again, no opinion.
Okay. The next one, private schools. How would you rate private schools? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, or unfavorable?
I would say very favorable. Most of the local ones around here, to my knowledge, do a very good job.
And the last three, Moms for Liberty. How would you rate Moms for Liberty?
I don't know what you're talking about. What is it in?
No, you don't know what it's Moms for Liberty? It's an organization.
I'm not sure I'm understanding or hearing the correct term.
Moms or Mothers for Liberty.
Oh, Mothers for Liberty.
Yes, Moms for Liberty.
Again, I'm not really sure what it is.
Okay, no problem. And the last two, teachers unions. How would you rate teachers unions? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
And the last one,
reason,
teachers.
Go ahead.
Teachers in general?
I would say favorable.
Just somewhat or very?
In general, somewhat, because you have a lot of good teachers, a lot of bad teachers, but the unions protect the people from losing their jobs, the unfavorable ones, so they're impossible to replace.
Correct.
So,
and now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing? Strongly approve? Just somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
And that, the beginning questions, approval of the, say it again, I'm sorry, repeat the question. Hello?
Yes. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
Okay, so county school board, generally approved. I don't have enough information on it. Somewhat approved.
Okay. And how would you rate your quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they're excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Well, I'm not trying to think of which schools are in my neighborhood. I don't have any schools. I don't have any close by that I know of. I mean, just say somewhat favorable.
You think excellent? Okay, excellent or good or not so good?
Good. Just say good.
And which of the following best describes you? I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. The next one, although they are not top of mind concern, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Or the last one, local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all.
Okay, the first one,
the second one, or the last one. Okay. And which of these comes closest to your opinion? The first one, parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the school that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income, or we need to be better found our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. The first one or the second one?
The first one.
And as you may know, the elections for a school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? The first one, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. Or, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values. The first one or the second one?
Yeah, the first one.
And what about these two? Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The first one, many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. Or, parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education. The first one or the second one?
The second one. They're both difficult, but the second one. It needs to be done in a peaceful, orderly manner, but the second one.
Right. And our 75%, again, thank you so much for your time. You will now be given a series of issues, positions that a candidate might hold. Will it make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate if the election for a school board were held today? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one, a candidate who supports the parental right in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students. I'm much more likely to vote for that candidate, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less.
Somewhat more. You're saying the person that supports prohibiting that teaching, right?
Correct. Who supports the parental right?
It's an age question, and it's too young right now. That's why I have that opinion.
Okay. The next candidate, a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Much more likely.
Okay. The next candidate, a candidate who supports enacting the term limit on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
I would support that. I would say
much more likely or somewhat more?
Much more likely.
The next one, a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classroom, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
Okay, the question is someone who would prohibit teaching critical race theory?
But much more likely to support that candidate, a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classroom. Somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less?
Much more likely, because that's garbage. That shouldn't be taught. Okay.
A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours. More likely or less likely?
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours. Much more likely to support a candidate.
Cell phone free zones, meaning not use cell phones in school, or? I'm not sure I understand the wording of the question.
I think yes. Cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
I think it's suggesting that you want to support somebody who doesn't want that going on during school hours. I would say it's probably a good idea. I don't know how you enforce it. Okay. It's probably a good idea.
Much so more likely to support
just say somewhat likely. Somewhat.
The next one, a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
It's somewhat more likely.
A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase a teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay.
Because we keep throwing money. There's no end to it. It's not money's not the problem. It's the quality.
And the last four. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports program by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
I would highly support that. That's much if I more like, correct. It's much more likely to prohibit that.
The last three. A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Support more funding from government?
Who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Again, I don't think money's the problem. I think it's the way it's being used. But so I would say no opinion or less likely. I don't.
Okay. But somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat less.
And the last two?
It's a vague question. It's a vague question.
Yeah, I understand it. And the last two, a candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
It costs a lot of money, but it's probably a good idea. So I'd say somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Okay. And the last one, a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basic of learning reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Highly support.
Much more likely or somewhat more?
Much more likely.
And the last two questions, just before we finish, just for classification purposes only. And how long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Generally a conservative.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
A bachelor's degree in college.
And do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day? Not every day, but multiple times per week? About once a week or not frequently?
You're talking about a physical mailbox or email?
In your household, check your mailbox. Someone in your household.
Daily.
Okay. And this includes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And again, thank you for your help and have a great evening. Thank you.
Okay. One last thing. Tell me again the name of your organization.
Opinion Research. That's the name of the company.
Opinion Research. Okay. Very good. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you for taking the call.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.